Well, thank you, Master Call family, for joining us this morning. We are so happy to have you this morning. We thank God for your presence here on the call this morning, fellowshipping with us. So right now, would you please bow your head in a word of prayer? We're going to thank God for his mercies. Lord, we thank you for every good and wonderful work you have done and are doing in our lives. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this call, Lord, that it can bring all of us together to early in the morning to share your word and feast off your word and grow our spirits in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for every good and wonderful work that you have done, for Artists International, bringing us all, the company that's bringing us all together right now. We thank you for Pastor Vanessa and Pastor P.K. Roberts. Lord, we thank you for their yes and their spirits to answer your call, Lord, and bring us all together and in the spirit. Lord Jesus, we ask you to watch over Pastor P.K., Lord. Continue to strengthen her body, heal her body. For you said by your stripes we are healed, and we are claiming victory over her body right now, and strength over her body right now in your name. We ask you to bless this call and anoint this call. Anoint the speaker that's coming forth, Lord, to render your word this morning. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus. Give them your word. Let that word come from you, Lord Jesus. Help them to empty out and then replenish them, Lord Jesus, so they continue to deliver your word as you see fit. These we ask in your mighty name, Jesus. We thank you, we bless you, we adore you, and we love you, Lord. And we'll say amen, amen, and amen. Well, we thank you, whether you're in the rainy season or you're in the sunshine, for joining us, getting up this morning and joining us this morning. And right now, I'm going to turn it over to our host, Heavenly Host. Are you there?
I'm here, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie Henderson, for seating us and greeting us on this merciful Monday. And thank you so much for opening us up in that wonderful prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. TMC family, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every single Monday through Friday when we get on this call, we open up this call in prayer, and we end in prayer. Yes, we are still praying through the day. And we have been doing this, having this telecommunication sanctuary at this divine and appointed hour ever since October the 25th of 2010. So we have been moving 5 years, enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. So if you are joining us for the first time, we welcome you and we thank you for dialing in. And we pray that this call will be a blessing to you and that you will invite others to join you on this same line at the same time on tomorrow. Well, see, I want to thank God for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because if it was not for their yes to the mission and mandate that God gave them, then we would not be able to be here at this platform. So we thank them daily for their yes. And so after this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. That number is 641-715-3865. And the PIN code is 539598#. And that's every Monday through Friday following this call. And see, also, our call, the Master's Call, we have a website and we have an email. So I would like for you, each and every single one of you, to go in to our website, look at it, because all of our messages have been archived there, the bios for our speakers, there's just some information, for you that you could just use throughout the day that will keep you inspired and keep you informed on what is going on the Master's Call. And so that website is www.masterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. Also, our email address, if you have a praise report, prayer request, or testimony, or maybe you just have a question. So I invite you to go to our, utilize our email address at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Please, 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 if you are an artistpreneur on this call today and you hear my voice, I hope that on your calendar for June 10th and 11th, you have the state Houston, Texas written down. Houston, Texas, the city, Houston, and the state of Texas written down on your calendar, because June 10th and 11th of 2016, the Ignite 2016 conference will be happening in Houston, Texas. So hopefully you have already registered yourself. Go into your back office, call artists, let them know you will be in the house. You do not want to miss this event. Ignite 2016. When you ignite something, that means that you light a fire to it. And one thing about this fire, it is not going out. So make sure you're in the house. If you're not familiar with what Artists International is about, we are a phenomenal health and wellness company, as our prayer general says, on this side of heaven that is absolutely changing lives all over the world. So if you're not familiar with it, please get back with the person that invited you to this call and allow them to share with you how an appointment with artists can change your life, but only if you let it. So at this time, I'm not going to give any more announcements. I'll give additional announcements at the end of the call, but I would like to just bring to the line right now, she is our prayer general here on the Master's Call. She is known by me. I call her the Mississippi Queen because she's doing great things over there in the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. She has an anointing on her that definitely transcends all the way from the east, the north, the west, and the south. She is a awesome and dear wife, and she is a mother. She is a grandmother, and she is doing great things for the kingdom of God. Anytime you call on her, she is right there, and she is doing a move that God has for her in this season. And so without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the light. And now let me tell you something else that she did. She already walked 6 miles this morning. Yep, that's what I said. She walked 6 miles this morning already. So, yes, she is doing great things. She's an artistpreneur, and I love her dearly. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you none other than our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
Woo, she called my full name. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. I so appreciate and love you. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. And I thank Minister Jackie Henderson for seating and greeting everyone so cordially with that sultry voice that she has. And I give God glory for you. And I definitely want to take this moment to thank our awesome leaders. And that's none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for especially just saying yes to have this call and for being such special women in my life. I give God glory that he allowed me to come in contact with these two women of God and started this call and then allowed me to share this platform. I so love and appreciate both of you. Well, TMC family, I say good morning to you, and I give God glory because I kept asking, Lord, what do you want me to speak on? And I was waiting, and yesterday morning he gave it to me as I was preparing for church, and he says, the plan is prepared for you. The plan is prepared for you. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that the words that I speak will be none of Brenda but of you, O God, that you will get all praise and glory and that your people will receive what you will have them to receive. I thank you, Father, that our hearts are open, Lord, that we will go forth as ministers in the marketplace to do the will that you called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, again, I want to say good morning and give God glory for each and every one of you. And, you know, I think most of us really know this scripture, Jeremiah 29, where it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." You see, for the most part, a lot of times we say, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. It's plans of peace and not of evil, and to give us an expected end." But we don't go into the other phase of it. He says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." That's Jeremiah 29:11-13. Now, may I start this message by asking these three questions. Do you know what your purpose in life is? Do you know what your gift is? Are you working those gifts? Now, if you were able to answer any or all of these questions with yes, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. If you feel you're not sure, keep living. And you see, God will show you, because before the day you were born, God had predestined your purpose and your plan. You see, Psalms 139:13 says, "For you, we're talking about God, formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb." And then Psalms 22:9-10 says, "Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth, I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God." You see, the plan is prepared for you. During this journey called life on earth, we all encounter situations that throw us into another phase. And you know, but God will use the situation to bring us to a new place with maturity, more wisdom, enhanced character, and a place where we could say we got the peace that assures us that God is faithful. Some may encounter divorce, some job loss, others bankruptcy, illness, or even death within the family. But through these valleys, God will touch our heart to seek him. See, he wants us to know that he's always there for us because he has the plan. Proverbs 3 always told us, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." He wants us to acknowledge him as our sole provider, our sustainer, our protector, our all in all. This is what he really wants us to do because he has the plan. You see, when we acknowledge this, acknowledge him, he will direct our path. And he knows that the flesh isn't interested in seeking him. He knows that. But the spirit is willing. You see, God has a way of getting our attention throughout our lifetime. Now, I want to share this story, and y'all know me. I share a little story every now and then. And I want to say, when my dad had passed away, my world was over. I thought it was. I really thought that my world was over because he had me so spoiled. And may I add, I was angry with God. I'm just going to be honest with you, I was. And I wondered, how could God allow this to happen when my mother is in this state? How could he allow this? And that's why I understand the different emotions people go through in devastating situations. You see, we don't need to condemn these people because they're going through their emotions. They're going through their times. And God understands. He understands. We need to just pray for them and pray with them that their eyes will open, that God has a plan for them. Because everything is still working together for our good. We know this, right? Everything is still working together for our good and for theirs. So, and I have to go back to the story. One day I heard the voice, and I mean it was a voice in the room with me, clear as day, saying, I want you to trust me like you trust your earthly father. I was not saved. I was doing my own thing. I was not seeking God, yet God got my attention. Did I immediately start seeking him? No. But I never forgotten the voice and what he said. And several years had passed before I gave my life to Christ, and he patiently waited for me to make the choice to give my life over to him. You see, it was in his plan all along. I found this out. He has the plan for each and every one of us. So I'm telling you, the plan is prepared for you. There are those times where we follow our own agendas, and yes, there's nothing wrong with us having our plans and our agendas and what have you. Again, he wants us to seek him. And sometimes when we set our own agendas and our own plans without seeking him, they're different from where he's leading us. Yet, he has a way of turning these things around for our good, especially when we turn around and come to him and we realize that we've messed up. You see, his desire is, again, that we acknowledge him in all our ways. He's waiting for us to cry, Abba, Father, which means, Daddy, I need you. I have messed up again. And to say that we need his direction in every matter. He'll truly put you back on track when you acknowledge him. Now, some of us will linger in our agendas for years, and then we find ourselves going in circles like the children of Israel did for 40 years before they reached the promised land. Now, if you're still in that lingering mode, I want to admonish you not to linger too long, because especially if God is directing you in a different direction and you want so to just go your own way. Because, see, we start convincing ourselves, God made me like this and I'm not changing. Oh, yeah, the enemy will place that in our minds. And I'm sure you've heard people say that. We do have a choice, people. We do have a choice. God has the plan, yet he's not going to force it on us. Let's briefly look at a few examples of his plan working, if you will. Number one, God's plan may detour your route. Let's look at when Jesus was on the way to Galilee, and he said, I must go through Samaria. He felt the need to go through Samaria. Now, Samaria is where the common people were, you know, the people that the Jews really didn't socialize with. And I looked up Samaria. Samaria is a verb. It comes from a verb, shamar, meaning to keep, guard, observe, or give heed. Sometimes we have to go through Samaria. We have to keep God's promises on our minds. We have to guard our hearts from the evil darts of life. We have to observe the fact that his plan is sure, and we have to give heed to the word of God working in our behalf. You see, when Jesus asked the Samaritan woman for a drink from the well, it caused the conversation to turn from her shortcomings of having five husbands and living with another man at the time to him being her living water where she never thirsted again. See, the point I want to make from this interval is that even through the detours of life, leave your past hurts and your dilemmas, leave them behind, and go forward and allow God to work his plan through you. The plan is prepared for you. Secondly, God's plan may for a moment be uncomfortable. Let's look at Joseph. Joseph was given in a dream that he would become a ruler. And, you know, he would lead and what have you. And didn't know that his brothers would sell him and he end up in Egypt in prison. But God's plan brought Joseph to a place where he would be able to help his people during a great famine, even his brothers, in spite of what they had done. Even through the uncomfortable situation, Joseph held on to the dream God had given him. The point I want to make from this is as long as you're in God's will, endure the uncomfortable, because the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that will be revealed in you. Oh, glory. The plan is prepared for you. Thirdly, God's plan may not always be clear. Let's look at Artists International as a wonderful, wonderful company that we all feel God had ordained through our Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon with faith, family, and lifestyle as foresight. Through the ups and the downs, God sustained us to stand firm knowing that we have what people need and what they're looking for. Many who left thought the company was subsiding. But God's ultimate plan for our artists was manifesting. Everybody couldn't see it. This is where faith is at its finest. Now the greater is taking place in artists' life because we believed, we prayed, and we knew without a shadow of doubt that we are truly the solution. The point I want to make from this, you are in the right place at the right time, and God's plan that he's prepared for you is manifesting right now. You see, we are artists' life. Now, in essence, the journey in this life is surely not a perfect one. However, we must realize that the master planner, God himself, God Almighty, has everything in place to make us victorious. Can I say it again? He's got it all in place to make us victorious. He's given us the victory. It's up to us to choose his plan and follow his blueprint, and which is the word of God. Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it. He will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Know this, that the plan is prepared for you. I want to read that scripture one more time out of Jeremiah 29. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, it's for good, it's not for evil. To give you a future, to give you a hope, to give you an expected end. Then you will call upon me, he says. Come and pray to me, and then I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I tell you, the plan will roll smoothly in your life, because when you have your own plan, your own agendas without God's direction, then you're irritable. You're in an uncomfortable state for sure, and you have no way of really looking to see who can help you. But God is calling on each and every one of us to look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith, because he has the plan. He created each one of us for a purpose. And whatever that purpose is, he says he's going to fulfill it. Now, it's up to us to look to him to say, God, I need you this day. And he wants us to do it every day. Which way you want me to go today, Lord? What do you want me to do today, Lord? Because he has the plan. He has the blueprint. He is the master planner, and I tell you, it's nothing other than going the way God will want you to go. We may go through our trials. We may go through our tribulations, but know this, that he who has begun a good work will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I hope you got a thought from this message. God bless you, and I love you. And back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. What a powerful, powerful on-time word. Thank you, Prayer General Minister Brenda Terrell, for that message. The plan is prepared for you. I'm going to be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction, but let us go to God in prayer at this time. Father, we just thank you for this day that you have made, this Monday of April, the 18th day of 2016. We thank you, God, because you are amazing. God, today we pray for all of those who feel discouraged. They are waiting and praying, but nothing seems to work out. During this time, remind them that your plans are better than our dreams. Fill them with hope and patience as they wait for your perfect plan to unfold. And we thank you that you know the plans that you have for us. And even when we don't, God, we trust you, we believe you, we have faith in you to know that everything is well. So we thank you for Minister Brenda Terrell, and we thank you for blessing her with a mighty and powerful word. We thank you that every single need that she has is met in your name, oh God. We thank you right now that you are filling her up until she overflows, Father. And we thank you for every caller that has dialed into the Master's Call. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that your plan, your purpose for their lives will be manifest here on earth as they are in heaven. And I decree it and declare it in Jesus' name. And I would like right now to lift up my sisters to you. I lift up the Rainey Henry as her husband has been called to go home with you. I pray right now comfort, peace, and strength for her as she prepares for the celebration of life for her husband, Art. And I thank you that she poured Artist products in him for 4 years, God, and that he took them unto the day that he left from this earth. And I pray right now that your will be continue to be done in her life. I lift up the Stowers family to you as they prepare for the homegoing of Mother Stowers. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would just give them peace and comfort right now. I thank you, God, for this day that you have made. And you said in your word, you told us, you commanded us to rejoice and be glad. So no matter what happens through this day, through this Monday, we will go out with anticipation and expectation that greater things and newer things are happening for us. These things I decree and declare in the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So at this time, I would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, and please post this on social media, please dial 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677 pound. We will be heading over to Inspirational Monday. That telephone number to call in is 641-715-3865. And the PIN code is 539598 pound. Again, 641-715-3865. The access code 539598 pound. June 10th and 11th of 2016, Houston, Texas is the place to be for Ignite 2016. Please make sure that you register yourself. Also, take advantage of the buy two, get the third for a special price today. You definitely want to make sure that you are a product of the product and that you continue to share the products for Artists International. We thank you again for joining us. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us today. Thank you, Prayer General Minister Brenda Terrell, for that message. The plan is prepared for you. And to each of you who have dialed in, this call and this ministry would not be what it is without you. So we pray that you will have a great day and that you'll meet us here again at this time, this divine and appointed time on tomorrow. Minister Brenda Terrell, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes, thank you, Minister Tiffany, and thank you for that prayer that you posted on Facebook yesterday afternoon, and it was about God's plan, and she brought it before us today, this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to share your word, Lord God, and we realize, Father, that you have a plan for each and every one of us. Lord, our desire is that you be glorified and the body is edified. Use us, Lord, this day and the days to come, that all will be fulfilled, that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you, knowing we're confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in us will perform it, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful day. I love you.